Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, first off, there's not one thing John said that we didn't already talk about. Not one thing. You know, so there was nothing about that that I hadn't already heard or that he didn't already feel. One thing I've done throughout my career is that you got to look at what you do. And then this last game started fast, just didn't capitalize that on the road. So I wouldn't say it as a trend. Certainly, we got to be able to run the ball better. Certainly have to be able to stack drives together and plays together. That's for sure.
Tackling something that we work, that's what we got to improve on. That was one of the improvements that we talked about coming out of these first couple games. It's like, you never know, you play however many plays, 60, 70 plays throughout a game, right? And you never know which plays are going to affect it. And in reality, all of them affect it. I think we are a physical team, but we got to take it up a notch. And I talked to the guys about that. It hasn't been where we want it to be at. That fixes a lot of things from a defensive perspective. And that starts up front in the trenches. We got to start putting people in the ground, putting people in the dirt.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator, yesterday meeting with the media out there at One Winning Drive. And that answer was to a question about the team's lack of physicality and the criticisms that have gone towards it. And we've been talking about it this week here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, and the morning show, and certainly Inside Access. And nationally, it's become a talking point. But when you think of the play like a Ravens battle cry, physical, intimidate the opponent, when they were really at their peak defensively, personnel obviously changes. Afraid to even go in there because you know you're going to get beat up and your next game you're going to be battered and bruised and, you know, hopefully being able to recover in time to get ready for that next matchup. But Marlon Humphrey himself said, and Nolan, get in here. Vinny's off today. It's Vinny and Annie, Bob Eddie, Nolan McGraw. Featured Artist Friday. It's a Beatle, but not the Beatles. We'll elaborate. Ryan Ripken going to be joining us noon, talking about these crazy baseball playoffs. But Marlon Humphrey said, on his podcast, I believe it was, which has now become a bone of contention for a lot of Ravens fans. And what are you trying to be, an internet star, an influencer, or a football player? Nobody fears us anymore. And he's right. Now, Kyle Hamilton pushed back at it a little bit. But we have seen through 4 weeks that nobody fears this Ravens defense. If anything, they're the team that you get right against. And they play Cleveland week 2, which turned out to be a demolition in the second half because Lamar got hot. But other than that, I mean, Josh Allen had a field day in the fourth quarter against them. The Lions ran all up and down M&T Bank Stadium against them, and Goff had all day to throw. And Patrick Mahomes, that was the most Patrick Mahomes-like game we've seen, meaning the Hall of Fame make an argument the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. Patrick Mahomes, and what, 3 years? He hadn't looked like that in a long, long time. So is the Ravens' defense feared? Hell no. And are they physical? No, they're getting pushed around. And Zach Gore said the game's won in the trenches. To throw out a little bit of an excuse for him, Nolan, and listeners, they were minus their starting defensive line against Kansas City, who's not exactly the most physical team themselves in the trenches. But we'll give you a one-game mulligan. But what about every other game we have seen going back to 2023? They did toughen up in the second half of last year. But for the most part, with Zach Gore as the DC, and not to put the onus all on him, but he is the defensive coordinator, they're the farthest thing, or is it furthest? Farthest thing from being the play like a Raven, what we've known to love and respect and everyone used to fear.
It feels like it's bottomed out in a lot of ways. Like a couple of years ago, they had a lot of bad injury fortunes. Like 2021, the defense was pretty poor that year because they were so beat up, and it was, you know, a who's who of playing out there in the secondary. I mean, probably couldn't go back and name half those guys that were starting late in the season. But even that team didn't give up much on the ground. Big part of that was because the secondary was so porous, there was no reason to do anything but throw. But even still, the stats were there. This year's team, you can run on this Ravens defense. You can pass on this Ravens defense. You can do whatever you want on this Ravens defense. And that's the problem. I mean, what did they hang their hat on? I mean, even if they were giving up a ton of yards, but they stiffened up in the red zone and came away with big stops there, or were generating turnovers to at least try to supplement some of it, there's none of it. There's nothing to point to and say, all right, we can build around that. They've been just dreadful across the board.
Yeah, what's Houston struggle with offensively? They can't run the ball all that great. Mm-hmm. And outside of Nico Collins, don't have a loaded weaponry for C.J. Stroud, who's only thrown 4 touchdowns, and he's been sacked a bunch. Man, I'm sure D'Amico Ryan's and his coaching staff's like, well, you know what? Against this defense? Because Travis Jones is back. Broderick Washington and Madubuike are on the IL. Madubuike dumped for the year. Maybe we try to run the ball a little bit. We got our boy Woody here. Nick Chubb's had success against the Ravens in the past, his days in Cleveland. Or let's implement one of these young receivers into the passing attack, because they're going to try to take away Nico Collins, you would assume. Hey, Dalton Schultz has had, you know, they're the let's get right team defensively right now.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
And I think, well, you've already seen it to some extent this year, teams being pretty aggressive against the Ravens defense. Although we talk about the Lions, they're just aggressive in general with Dan Campbell going for it on fourth down and everything. But just matching up against this Ravens defense, if you somehow find yourself in a fourth down situation, it's most likely going to be a fourth and short. Why would you not go for it? I mean, you're looking at what this Ravens defense presents, and you're almost laughing that they even got you to fourth down in the first place. There's no way they can stop us a fourth time. And if it's less than 3 yards, heck, even 4 or 5 yards, I'd still like my odds getting that first down. Even from a disciplinary standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we don't have a successful play, somebody's going to make a boneheaded mistake. Somebody's going to grab. Somebody's going to hold. Or somebody's going to whiff on a tackle. Again, there is nothing to hang their hat on right now.
And we heard Zach, we're talking about tackling, which has been a major issue for the Ravens this year. Missed tackles abound against Detroit, last week against Kansas City as well. So these are fundamental flaws, I would assume. Is it fundamentals and effort? Does it all roll into one kind of big, neat, happy package? I don't really know, but bottom line is, even when they get by, they've out-physicaled you, Nolan, at the line of scrimmage. when they get to the next level, they're winning those battles too.
Right. I mean, even Roquan Smith, all-pro linebacker, you know, if he's just got a guy in his face, he can't work. We've seen it at times this year. Once Matabike went down, and then, heck, Travis Jones and Broderick Washington on top of that, it's just insult to injury at that point. Yeah, I mean, he's getting swallowed up at the O-line. And you were already pretty weak at linebacker in general outside of Roquan. But if he's being taken out of the game plan, good luck.
Now, we also heard from Todd Monken, because the offense, it looks so explosive, so dynamic. And they were leading the NFL in points scored until last week against the Chiefs. And I hope this isn't the high water mark of it. But for three quarters against Buffalo, both sides of the ball, they looked like the best team in football. No one was going to be able to figure out how to stop this team. And then they wound up losing, devastating loss, and it's kind of snowballed from there. But we sit here and talk about the offense all of a sudden and a lack of identity. And Todd Monken talked about that. And John Harbaugh kind of laid the wood to Monken without mentioning him personally about some of the game planning. They knew what Kansas City was going to do defensively. There were no adjustments made. The lack of running. Derrick Henry rushed for more yards in week one against Buffalo than he has in the previous three or the next three games combined. 8 carries last week in a game that wasn't really out of control. He averaged over 5 yards a pop. Where the hell was he? And there were situations, Nolan, we talked about it earlier this week with Vinny, where he was, hey, this has Derrick Henry written all over it. And I guess not, because Justice Hill's in here.
Right. Yeah, and I think part of it is that they just have this mindset, Monken does, calling plays, and even the players themselves, that we know we're going to be in a shootout. You know, if we want to win, we don't trust our defense. We know what it is. We're going to have to put up 30. We might have to put up 35 or high 30s to win this game. And you get that in the back of your head, and now all of a sudden it's a tie game, 7-7, or you're only down 3 in the first quarter, and you find yourself passing more because you've just got already a scenario played out in your head for how the third and fourth quarter is going to go. Well, how about you play the game how it should be played right now? We'll see what the third and fourth quarter looks like when we get there. But for now, it's a close game. Eat the clock. Give your defense a breather. Not that it's going to help, but you know what I mean. I mean, you know, do what you got to do.
Sure.
Ground control, clock control, keep a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, who's killed you, keep him on the sideline. I mean, it's all part of it.
And to your point, the time of possession, the number of plays. I mean, Harbaugh said after the game on Sunday night that we're just not getting enough plays offensively. Well, how about, you know, put your guy, your future Hall of Fame running back, who you just extended, in there and, you know, let him grind them down. I know your O-line's not exactly winning at the point of attack, but, you know, sooner or later, he's going to bust one through that's going to be advantageous to the team. So, you know, the offense getting criticized, you would have thought would have been unimaginable. Now I think it's a very valid criticism. But the defense, I mean, what the hell is going on over here?
Right. Valid for the offense, but in terms of confidence, I really have very few concerns about them correcting it. I mean, Todd Monken's track record here has been as strong as anybody. And they set the standard so high. I mean, they were the best offense in football the last couple of years. One of the most balanced. Lamar became the best version of himself. Derrick Henry was a monster last year. I don't think that's changed. He just needs more carries. And I trust Todd Monken to actually correct his mistakes. Defense, it could be a lost cause, whether they were healthy or not. But now that the injuries are piling up and this Hamilton stuff yesterday,
yeah,
I mean, no confidence there. But offense, I do have some confidence.
Ravens getting 2.5 at home Sunday against the Houston Texans, who are 1-3 and just won their first game this past Sunday against the hapless Tennessee Titans. Your predictions, your concern for the team, give us a call right now at 410-583-1057. Lamar Jackson's not playing, didn't practice again yesterday. Nolan brought up the fact that Kyle Hamilton, after practicing on Wednesday, did not practice yesterday. So there's some intriguing and concerning things going on with the defense. No Roquan, no Marlon Humphrey. I think we know that. Van Noy was back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a thousand-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, and Nate Wiggins returned yesterday. That's good news for the secondary. And Ronnie Stanley was back on a limited basis. So they have some tools in place. It's going to be Cooper Rush, though, and we'll see how the Ravens proceed. Well, we see Keaton Mitchell. I mean, we're talking a lot about Keaton Mitchell. Like, he's Walter Payton here this week, and maybe the Ravens could use that sort of boost. Baseball playoffs, we're now set for the DSs as the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Tigers all advance. We'll get into that and more. Terps tomorrow hosting Washington, and they're getting 6.5 at home. 3:30 kickoff. You can hear the game 105.7 The Fan. Maryland looked to get to 5-0 for the first time in the Ralph Regan era. First time they played Washington since 1982 when Boomer Esiason and Bobby Ross, and that was in a bowl game. Going way back when. You want to talk about the Turtles, we'll do that. So we got a lot to get to. It's Featured Artist Friday. Who we jamming to, you'll find out next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.